Exodus chapter 30. You shall make an altar of acacia wood for burning incense. It shall be square, 18 inches long, 18 inches wide, and 36 inches high. Its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay it with pure gold, its top, and all sides, and its horns. You shall make a molding of gold around it. You shall make 2 gold rings for it under its molding, on its 2 opposite sides, and they shall hold the poles by which it will be carried. You shall make the poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put it in front of the curtain that is before the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat lid that is on top of the testimony, where I will meet with you. Then Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it every morning. He shall burn it when he trims the lamps. Every evening when Aaron lights the lamps, he shall burn it, a perpetual incense offering before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall not offer any strange incense on it, or any burnt offering or grain offering, and you must not pour any drink offering on it. Once a year Aaron shall make atonement on its horns. Once a year he shall make atonement for it with the blood of the sin offering of atonement throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "When you take a census of the Israelites to count them, then everyone is to give a ransom for his life to the Lord, so that no plague will come on them when you number them. This is what each one shall give that is numbered, 1/2 shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The sanctuary shekel is 20 gerahs, about 1/2 ounce. The 1/2 shekel is an offering to the Lord. Everyone who is 20 or older, who is numbered in the census, shall give the offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than the 1/2 shekel. When they give the offering to the Lord to make atonement for their lives. Then you shall take the atonement money from the Israelites and shall give it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord to make atonement for their lives. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "You shall also make a bronze basin and the bronze stand for washing. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. There Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet. When they go into the tent of meeting, or when they approach the altar to minister or burn an offering made by fire to the Lord, they must wash with water so that they do not die. They must wash their hands and feet so that they do not die. This shall be a perpetual statute for them, for Aaron and his descendants throughout their generations." Then the Lord told Moses, "Take the finest spices, 12.5 pounds of liquid myrrh, and 6.25 pounds each of sweet-smelling cinnamon and fragrant calamus, and 12.5 pounds of cassia, measured by the sanctuary shekel, along with 1 gallon of olive oil. Make this into a holy anointing oil, a perfume blended by the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. With it, anoint the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the table, all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, the altar of incense, the ark, the altar of burnt offering along with its utensils, and the basin with its stand. Consecrate them so that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them will become holy. Anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them so that they may minister as my priests. Then you shall announce to the Israelites, 'This shall be my holy anointing oil throughout your generations. It must never be poured on the human body. You must not blend any like it by this same formula. It is holy. It shall be holy to you. Whoever blends any of it, and whoever puts any of it on one who is not a priest, he must be cut off from his people.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take spices, gum resin, anicha, and galbanum, sweet spices mixed with pure frankincense of equal amounts, and make it for incense blended by the art of the perfumer, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. Grind the mixture into fine powder and put it before the Ark of the Testimony, in the tent of meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be most holy for you. The incense that you make, according to this formula, you must not make for yourselves. It shall be regarded by you as holy to the Lord. Whoever makes any like it, to use it as perfume, must be cut off from his people.